Environmentalists were not consulted on the new energy plan, and their absence shows. References to energy conservation are dwarfed by calls for oil and coal power and more nuclear facilities. Environmental regulations would be loosened, and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge would be opened for drilling. The plan's supporters say they expect a furious battle with the environmental community. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
National energy plans are a dime a dozen. National energy plans that get implemented are extremely rare. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, the senior George Bush, and Bill Clinton all developed energy plans that fizzled in the end. But Bruce Jostin of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce thinks it might be different this time, given the threat the nation's energy problems pose to the economy.
If anybody's following quarterly earnings reports and this slowdown that we are experiencing, a major element of those declines in quarterly earnings are because of the same spikes in energy costs, because you're talking companies that consume huge amounts of energy to produce the end products that you and I and listeners to this show buy every day.
The nation's economy is at risk, he says, but not if the country embraces the president's new energy strategy, which is built around programs to increase the supply and lower the costs of fuel and power. Jostin says the president was right to order his agency and cabinet heads to start making it easier to build coal and nuclear plants and to drill for oil on federal lands and to build badly needed pipelines and transmission lines. Jostin thinks previous administrations turned away from problems like those.
We've got an infrastructure and a delivery system that's a quarter century old. We've got a power grid system that's over a quarter century old that was not designed to freewheel and trade power across all 50 states.
Expect to hear those arguments a lot in the months ahead as elements of the president's plan are praised by representatives of the oil, coal, gas, hydropower, and nuclear industries. Expect also to hear environmentalists like Dan Becker of the Sierra Club denounce this plan as a boondoggle that will do more economic harm than good.
It's folly to think that the way to continue an economic boom is to invest massive amounts of money in the most dangerous technology we've ever developed to generate energy, and the most expensive way ever devised to boil water, nuclear power. It's terribly expensive. Furthermore, it's folly to think that if we weaken Clean Air Act protections and build more filthy coal-fired power plants, that we won't end up paying more in health effects, in asthma attacks, in lost days of work, and in sick kids.
The energy plan does include a $10 billion tax and expenditure package designed to promote conservation and alternative energy investments, mostly in the form of so-called hybrid gas electric cars. But Becker says that's nothing.
He's trying to pull a thin veil of energy efficiency over a cesspool of polluter giveaways. And we're going to call them on it.
Furious, environmentalists are holding several press conferences in Washington today, denouncing various elements of the energy plan. In years past, events like these have helped build opposition to plans that were later derailed by Congress. But conservative analysts like H. Sterling Burnett of the National Center for Policy Analysis say those arguments could eventually backfire on the environmental community.
They're people who want to dictate the lifestyles of Americans. The Bush administration is in favor of the consumers. They're pushing a policy that's in favor of workers. I mean, labor's getting behind this. They're pushing a policy that is in favor of producers. They're all aligned here, and the environmentalists are being isolated because this is not an environment issue.
Tomorrow, the president goes on the road to begin promoting his new strategy. His first stop will be a fish-friendly hydropower plant near Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.